This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Served up hot and fresh, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. For all of your plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Coming up on today's show, 1/2 hour from right now, Rob Reichel from Forbes, Conley Media, will join us. Talk Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Always good stuff every time we talk with Rob Reichel. Keith Smith, Yahoo Sports, covers the NBA. He'll join us coming up in the next hour of the show. We're going to start off today talking about the comments made by Davante Adams yesterday on Fox Sports Radio. And before I go much further, I just want to say thanks to the franchise Tim Allen for filling in for me yesterday. I was feeling a little sick yesterday, wasn't able to get in here. So again, thanks to Tim for coming in on short notice and doing the show, and for Dan Plucker and Sam Schmitz for doing everything that they do as well. Okay, so Davante Adams yesterday, Fox Sports Radio, talking about where he was when news broke that, well, Aaron Rodgers apparently doesn't want to be in Green Bay anymore. And if we remember, this was draft day, that Thursday, as we were getting for round one of the NFL draft.
When you heard the Aaron Rodgers stuff, what was your first reaction? What was like the first minute you thought blank? What did you think?
Well, when I first got it, I was actually on the golf course trying to enjoy myself, a couple of brewskis out there, so it's a It's a good day. And then I hear that and it kind of sways it, obviously. I don't really know what to think. I hadn't really spoke to him. So, you know, it wasn't the best news to receive while I'm out there trying to have a good time. But, you know, it scared me a little bit, but it was, you know, a lot of things that go into this. So I was like, let's just calm down. Let's see what's going on. We'll talk to him. And then, you know, ultimately try to figure out what's going on with this thing.
Okay. That's Colin Cowherd and Davante Adams. And you'll hear more of that coming up shortly. Real quickly, before we go further, a little weird to you that Davante Adams doesn't know that Aaron Rodgers for the last month or whatever it was hadn't been meeting with Murphy and LaFleur and all of this and not wanting to come back to Green Bay. The fact that he doesn't know from either Rodgers or from the Green Bay Packers that nobody has told him that this was going on for the last 3-4 weeks, whatever it had been, Gary?
Thank you very much,
Steve. Is that a little peculiar to you?
Very peculiar. I don't blame the Packers because they have to keep whatever they keep between them and Rodgers.
And the player, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I will give them a pass. Now, most people say, well, Gary Ellison, of course you will, because you don't like Aaron Rodgers. But if we're boys, you and I, you're my number one guy, my receiver. Yeah, I would think Davante, I'm going to give Davante the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he misspoke. Maybe he misspoke.
You said he was on the golf course. Just, had no
just,
idea.
Can you just play that little snippet one more time? How do you not know? Well, you probably knew this was going on, but how do you not know that it was at this point?
All right, here you go.
A little bit.
When you heard the Aaron Rodgers stuff, what was your first reaction? What was like the first minute you thought blank? What did you think?
Well, when I first got it, I was actually on the golf course trying to enjoy myself, a couple brewskis out there, so it's a good day. And then I hear that, and it kind of sways it, obviously. I don't really know what to think. I hadn't really spoke to him. So, it wasn't the best.
Right there. Yeah. Hadn't spoken to him. Had no idea.
But apparently John Kuhn has. Just thought I'd throw that out.
Well, John Kuhn had in that time, in that week.
Yeah.
Adams may have talked to him in that week.
Yeah, I was just saying.
But that day.
Yeah.
Had not heard from him at that
Here
point.
Here we go. We're getting back to that day again.
That day. Because they were talking about Thursday. That's draft day. He's
not
golfing.
That day, but this day. They don't mean that day, but this day.
Because Rodgers and Adams now have talked since then, obviously, right?
What? They better have talked since then.
All right. So here is Aaron. Here is Adams now talking about, now that we're into this a little bit, about whose side he's really on in this whole thing.
One of Aaron's criticisms of the franchise, they haven't communicated all the time, and in fairness, he's right. When Aaron complains about that, do you defend him on that? Do you see that sometimes?
I defend my guys on everything, man. I mean, this is, we all know it's a pretty, dense business. There's a lot that happens, a lot that goes on here. You know, just like any other job, you want to be happy, and you want guys, once you have gained that respect, you want to be treated with that type of respect. So, there's certain things that, I can't speak on specifics, but there's certain things that he wants. And maybe the club wasn't so excited about living up to right away. And, that can affect a guy who's done so much for an organization. He's put his body and his really laid his life on the line out there for that team, for his teammates and everything. So I've been behind him 100% throughout the whole thing. Obviously, I'm praying everything works out and that we get him back and, we can continue to go out there and do stuff like what you see on the screen there because it's a lot of fun doing that.
All right, so there's Davante Adams. And as he says, he's always going to be with the players one way or the other.
From a player standpoint, Steve, speaking from a former player or player standpoint, it's always us against them. Always. Because we know at some point we're going to have to go in and ask for more money. We know at some point they're going to say no. We know at some point they're going to draft our successor.
Because of the CBA and all that stuff.
So we know it's always us against them. So, yeah, I get that. You always side with the player.
So then he goes on to talk about Jordan Love and whether or not he's ready or not, in Devontae's opinion, that is.
If Aaron left, how far is Jordan Love from starting in the league? Another offseason. Another year. Could you give me some sense, like, if the worst thing happened and Aaron left, the worst thing for you, how far is Jordan from playing? Is he close?
I'd say, and here's, it's pretty tough. And like you just stated, not having any real action out there, it's tough for me to assess that fully. Based off what I've seen, he works really hard. He's really attentive. And, he's like a sponge with Aaron in that room, just soaking up everything, all the knowledge, different things. And with his mechanics, I know, he's been working on to try to get better and better at. But it's tough because I haven't seen him play, haven't seen him get out there and do a preseason. So after this year, I think we'll be able to give a more accurate assessment of that. Seeing him going against a few other teams, maybe some cross, how they do the training camp practices. Maybe we'll do some stuff like that potentially. So we'll see. I definitely got faith in him that he can get it done. And whoever's out there, I showed it with, 2017 with Brett Hundley. I'm going to get out there and be ready to ball regardless, control what I can control. But like I said, Love, he's been looking good from what I've seen, but that real live action is what will really let us know.
All right, so there's Davante Adams. And again, when we start talking about Davante Adams and what he has seen, I took away from that he's absorbing it like a sponge. He's kind of taking it all in. To me, that's a great sign. Right. If Davante can see, look, he's picking this up. He's picking it up pretty quick. They're telling him he's understanding it and, he's applying it. That's good stuff to me because that's a huge part of it is the mental aspect of it. But as he pointed out, until you actually see him play in a game, preseason game or whatever, you don't really know.
Listen, he made the right answer there, right? Because if the guy is the guy, he's got might be able to catch some passes from this guy. So you can't throw him under the bus. And you're right. We talked to, was it Gary Anderson, the head coach?
Yeah, Utah State, yep. Former Badger head coach.
And Gary says the guy can make all the throws, but he's only reading one side of the defense. He's had like four or five different offensive coordinators when he was in college. So he is a sponge. But he has the ability to do it. But can he adapt to game speed at the NFL and understand the nuances of what that offense is all about and what defense are trying to give you?
Coming up next, you'll hear from Davante Adams and his thoughts on whether or not he wants to be with the Packers going forward if Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be there. We'll play that back for you coming up next. But first, let me tell you about the Green Tag event is on now at Mid-State Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. Save $300 on your new John Deere X330 or X350 lawn tractor. Plus, get zero interest for 12 months. You can get a premium machine at an attractive price. Smooth ride and a deck that delivers a better cut quality. Your job easier with a new lawnmower from Mid-State Equipment. The offer ends coming up on June 1st, so under a month to go here. Prices and model availability may vary. Some restrictions apply. Go to MidStateEquipment.com for more details.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Served up hot and fresh. Start your day right at Wendy's. Get a classic sausage, egg, and cheese.
I'll mess around with you.
Or a classic bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich plus small seasoned breakfast potatoes for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only during breakfast hours only. Price and participation may vary. Talking about Davante Adams, the interview he did yesterday on Fox Sports Radio with Colin Cowherd. And we were going to play that one last clip that we have here. Of him talking about his future in Green Bay if Aaron Rodgers isn't there.
This is not a shot at Jordan Love, but if Aaron moved on, you have such an incredible working relationship with him. Would it affect your future in Green Bay?
Potentially. I mean, that's my guy. That's the only guy that I've had, other than that 2017 season when he got hurt. It's the only guy that I played with him. We built up a special connection over the years that has made it, put us both in really good positions in our career. Not that he needed me to come along for it because he was already in that spot, but we established a lot together. So it would change a lot, man. Doesn't mean potentially I'd be gone, but, I'd definitely have to do some extra thinking if my guy wasn't here.
Extra thinking if his guy wasn't there. So how concerned are you with the Davante Adams comments? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Joe Corey, who we had on a couple of weeks ago from CBS Sports, former NFL agent, took those comments and said, I'm pretty sure he's telling the Packers he wants to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. God. That's how he read those comments. If that's the case, then you're talking about paying him $23 million a year, which would get him past DeAndre Hopkins. Right. So that's a lot of money for a team that's cap-strapped already next year going forward. Not that you couldn't work around that, obviously, with the extension. Leroy, any concern here about what Davante Adams had to say?
No, not at all. I think it's – I was wondering – Aaron is putting these guys in some tough spots. I mean, the guy's basically putting himself in a pretzel trying to say the right thing. What bothered me, y'all really want to know what bothered me?
What really bothered you?
That he went on his show instead of this one. That's it. Shout out to Colin Cowherd and his crew. Davante, come here, cuz. Talk to me and Gary. We'll make sure Steve not even here if you heard rumors about how he is. Do you didn't think that? That our guy right in your backyard is doing another network. I didn't think these guys were going to speak. I thought they were going to use their platforms. So selfishly, could have did an odyssey, and they'd be saying, the award-winning Big Show is where Davante Adams spoke. But let's get past that. That's pettiness. Okay. I think the biggest thing to me, it didn't bother me that he didn't know what was going on. Because I don't know everything that goes on in your life when you leave the building. I don't know everything that goes on in Gary's life when he leaves the building. Business is business. I don't know what you make. Gary don't know what you make. I don't know what y'all make. So I wouldn't expect for Aaron to call his friend, him or David Bautista, whoever, and say, man, I'm having some problem with the team contract-wise because I'm in the same boat if I was number 17. So that didn't bother me. Because when you get away from football, you get away from it. You don't be calling your guys every day unless you're going to the Derby or something, hanging out. But if I wasn't going to the Derby, hey, man, I'm playing golf. You're doing your thing. And you just got engaged. Enjoy your wife. You don't need to be talking to me all the time. I mean, for the most part. But moving past it, I thought his answers about Jordan Love were platinum. Because when Donald Driver was asked about this, he's a Brett Favre guy now, right? I mean, we would agree with that. Donald Driver is. We love Donald Driver. But he got to play, man. Wait a minute now. I got to play with this guy, too. But I'm not Aaron Rodgers' guy. But, hey, I catch the ball from whoever's there. You got to say that. Otherwise, people are going to look into the trend of Jordan Love. We, as a media, couldn't see him. So let's ask a receiver who's caught passes from him. And as I reported, Jordan Love looked amazing. Whether you believe that or not, don't matter. But I'm just saying, so I didn't mind that. I was just hoping that if one of these guys do speak, call Plucker. We'll give you the whole hour. Come in. We can do the test, you know, temperature test. And if you vaccine it with your car through the window, yeah, come on in and talk, sit down and talk. We got 6 feet apart because the next guy has to be somebody on defense. It would have to be one of the Smith brothers. It's probably going to say somebody is reaching out to these guys. I didn't think they were going to get in the middle of it. But the longer it goes, sooner or later, I mean, you would think that, and I think it'll be when the schedule comes out tomorrow, you'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. That's my prediction. The schedule comes out, Steve. I'm excited. Whoa. I know the opponents, but now I know the time, date. Listen. And another thing may make him speak is because he sees what Devontae is doing. You know, I don't want to mess Devontae money up. I don't want to make him, because you can't really, like, rip the people who pays you. You just got to send a shot across the bow. And that's what he did, basically. Because he's looking for an extension, too. Whether it's the highest paid or not, don't matter. And I think that number is $27 million, Steve. Because I think DeAndre Hopkins, that's a crazy contract with some funny numbers. You know, you can make them whatever you want. And that's what I saw of it. I was just selfishly hoping that it would be here because you know I'm going to throw some softballs, but Gary's not. But it would be a happy medium to find out what did you think when you heard not the contract. And I think Colin Cowherd, I got to give him credit. He has some great questions. Forget about the contract. What did you hear when he said he doesn't want to come back anymore? Because that means he's giving up on the players, including you. So you got to put that in. Yeah, okay, I was here, this. Oh, whoa, I read that. Now I have to find out text. Did you say it like that? No, I didn't really say it like that. No, I really didn't want Goody fired. I just wish that they would work with me a little bit, you know, a little bit. Because how they treat me is how they're going to treat you. So I didn't have a problem with it. I just wish it would have been on this platform because I think we could have got more out of Devontae to know what's the emotion behind what Donald Driver had to do when he went from one Hall of Fame quarterback to another. But this one ain't going to a Hall of Fame quarterback. You're just going to from the big dog to a puppy. How's that going to affect? Okay, you may not get 119.
But no one knew that Aaron Rodgers was going to be a Hall of Famer.
That don't matter because yeah. I don't know what Jordan Love going to be.
No,
I ain't
don't.
Saying
that's
that.
What I'm saying. No
but
one
he going to be stuck with him, though.
Well, yeah.
He got to catch
or
ball.
If he's not the guy, he's going to be another guy.
But it don't matter. If I'm good. Just throw it my way.
Leroy,
I can make it work.
You bring up Donald Driver, and I specifically remember, and I've talked about this since that episode aired, of watching a Jim Rome is Burning TV show after they had Rodgers and they had Brett Favre. And he asked him about Aaron Rodgers. And Donald Driver looked at Jim Rome in the face and said,
Brett Favre's my quarterback. Next question.
Yeah.
And refused to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Didn't want to hear about it. Didn't want to talk about it. I'm only going to talk about Brett. So he didn't play both sides. Devontae played both sides here. Not wanting to upset Jordan
as well
Love
as
or anything
should.
Like that. Absolutely. But not everybody's going to do it that way. I mean, some guys have that dying loyalty because of being with that guy forever. Maybe they were hot that kid was drafted to begin with or whatever. Or maybe Driver didn't get along with Rodgers in the beginning of the relationship. Who knows how that whole thing played out.
That's not the only interview he was asked about it.
No, absolutely. I'm
right,
just saying.
Okay, but I want to put it in context.
That's the one that I remember seeing. Right.
So that's the only one you remember?
That's the one that I remember.
Okay,
right.
The one I remember is him saying, I'll catch the ball from whoever, and Aaron's going to be a fine quarterback. So believe what you want. Because Donald ain't crazy. Brett Favre is leaving. This guy's here. So when Favre left that day, Driver still got to catch passes. Favre ain't coming back through the train left the station. We got audio of that.
Somewhere.
So I'm just saying, you just don't know who you're going to work with. You just don't, so you don't try to burn any bridges when it comes to quarterbacks, especially if you're a receiver.
At that point of that TV show, we didn't know Brett Favre was leaving because they had just drafted Rodgers. Rodgers had been there for a year, whatever. And that this wasn't 3 years in when Favre left. This was early going after that first year. That's when the conversation happened.
And
you're right about that, too. All right, let's go to George in Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, George?
Hey, what's going on? So that's what Leroy already said, what I was thinking with Devontae, and is that Devontae actually gave him high praise. Now, again, as a receiver, he ain't just going to be saying that just to say it to make him feel good. He actually had to see him and catch balls from him. And like you said, it's the same difference when they did get Aaron Rodgers. We did not know Gary Wright. We didn't know he's going to be a Hall of Famer. We had a Hall of Fame quarterback already. And then, you know, he was just a baby at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know what we was getting from Aaron. That's just facts. It's the same thing with Love. Just I was like, man, just keep this pressure off Love because Aaron is doing what he's doing. Love is here because he got drafted. He didn't ask to get drafted here.
Thanks.
I just get so tired of the pressure that I know he like, man, dude, I'm just trying to play football. And if I can just sit behind Aaron and learn, that's what I'm doing. And if I get an opportunity, I'm going to take advantage of it to the best of my ability to show that I can be a leader of the Green Bay Packers moving forward if Aaron decides that he don't want to be here no more. So I believe Devontae already know, man, you're going to be the highest paid quarterback. And Green Bay not stupid. They're not going to give Aaron more money. They got too many good players coming up. That one offensive tackle y'all got, that one dude that can play like four different positions, he's going to get ready to be one of the highest paid offensive linemen. You got to have money for
Jenkins.
Your future players coming up.
Yeah.
And Devontae's going to be the highest paid receiver. You can't afford to give a 38-year-old man more money when he already got a whole bunch of money that's going to be given to him if he just played a contract out.
Well, they're about to.
Just want to sit back and just watch. And I'm not a Packer fan, but I love Jordan Love. And I'm going off the year he had. When he played, he had NFL-like receivers that got drafted. He had an outstanding year. The year them players left, his last year, them players were gone. You can see it. He was forcing it. He's trying to make things happen because he was the only weapon. So he had a bad year. So you with the Packers now, offensive weapons, great offensive line, good running back. You can expect this young man, if he's groomed properly, watch the draft dude. I forgot, Mel Kiper. Mel Kiper said Jordan Love got the highest ceiling. If he can go to the right team and sit for a few years, he got the highest ceiling out of all the quarterbacks. I remember him saying that. And boom, voila, he get drafted by the Packers and sit behind Aaron for 3 to 4 years. I'm telling y'all, y'all got a jewel. Y'all just got to be patient, man. He's a rock that can get molded into a diamond if it's handled correctly.
Well, we'll find out if it gets handled correctly or not, George. Thanks for the call. Gary Ellerson, are you concerned about Devontae's comments?
No, not at all. He's going to have to side with his quarterback, which is Aaron Rodgers. And then he said some good things about Jordan Love as well. He doesn't know what his future holds. What Devontae Adams got to do is just go ahead and get paid. I mean, he's about to hit a huge payday. This is going to be his last one. Well, he'll probably get another one, but I don't know if he'll be in line to make $20 million again. And that's about where he's headed right now. So he's got to watch it, you know, what he's saying, what he's doing, because he's got a contract coming up as well. And so people are looking. But listen, I think in some ways, I thought somewhere in there, he said, I hope to get back on your show again and we can talk about something positive. So it felt like he knew that maybe Rodgers was eventually going to sign with the Packers or they're trying to work something out. So hopefully that's the case. We'll just have to, now, didn't Rappaport just commented on something yesterday, Steve? Was that Rappaport? I'm not sure who it was. But said they have offered to make him the highest paid quarterback.
They had last week.
McGinn had that last week. Yeah, and then Rappaport came on yesterday and said they offered him a lengthy extension.
Peter King was on Rich Eisen yesterday, as McGinn said.
Yeah, he didn't give numbers like McGinn. But, yeah. Okay. And then Peter King was on Rich Eisen yesterday and said he doesn't believe this has anything to do with the contract or money. This has to do with other stuff.
He also said he didn't talk to nobody. Just what he
said. So if he's the highest paid quarterback, are we talking about, what, $50 million per?
I ain't getting into that.
Well, that's more than Mahomes. Yeah, I mean,
we don't need Leroy to get into because that's too much money for him to think about.
Yeah, don't
but
get into that.
I'm just saying, if Mahomes making, what, 40, 45, somewhere in there, then you would think that he has to be he has to be at least at $50 million a year.
Mahomes is at $45 million. Then Dak Prescott at 40.
Oh, yes.
Deshaun Watson at 39. Yeah. Russell Wilson at 35.
You just start right
now, Rodgers at 33.5.
Yeah, I need to know. So he's in line for a $20 million pay raise.
Yeah, he's already under contract.
Well, I understand that, Leroy, but don't. Yeah. If they've already. Dude, they ain't just offering him.
Wasn't prepared to say, if it's true.
If it's true.
He wasn't prepared to say,
I'll take $50 million.
Whatever y'all give me is new because it's guaranteed. That's what you wanted, allegedly, is a guarantee. And we're giving you a guarantee. So.
We'll
sometimes when you argue, guys, when you argue, going into my new bill, this is perfect, Steve.
Right.
Whenever you argue with anybody, be prepared for them to say you're right. But you don't, you still want to argue. Just say, yeah, you're right. Fine. That's the Gary Ellison fine. You're right about that. And I think that probably caught Aaron and his representative by surprise.
Coming up next, Rob Reichel from Forbes and Conley Media. Very soft-spoken
guy.
Soft-spoken, really doesn't usually have a lot to say. But we'll see what he thinks about Davante Adams' comments and Aaron Rodgers. He'll have a lot to say. I was being sarcastic. Leroy, you always have a lot to say about Numail.
Numail Medical Center, guys. We've been so excited because we've got some new products, some new things to help you out. Because I think for the most part, they do the little maybe a survey thing. How can we help you more? In what area that was more guys in the survey saying that he needed help with. And I don't know if most people would know this, but ED was number one. And you would think that most guys on a blind survey, you could just like a taste test, you know, like we want with Lee Vodka. That's different, though. What can we really help you with? And it's performance. That's one thing guys talk about around guys, but maybe afraid to tell anybody, especially people in your family. After that is low T, because a lot of people didn't even know what it was. A lot of guys didn't know what it was. They just know they feel like, you know, kind of can't really get up and moving around like you used to. Especially if you got a delivery job or you got to wake up 3, 4 in the morning, work 12 hours, it may be low T. And again, if you want to lose a few pounds, they have an aggressive way to do it and a not so aggressive way to do it. But you got to call the phone number first, 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771 and like them on Facebook.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the Gene Wiener Plumbing Studios. We'll talk with Keith Smith about the Bucks and NBA seedings and all that fun stuff from Yahoo Sports coming up in 1 hour from right now. But now joining us, another special guest, the Schneider Orange Hotline. He's Rob Reichel of Forbes and Conley Media. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Reichel. Rob, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You know, the pleasure's always mine. How are we doing, guys?
Doing good, buddy.
Doing good. What did you make of Davante Adams' comments yesterday and Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio?
Not much overall, Spark. I mean, I think he was vanilla. It's obviously part of Team Rogers getting out there to get the message that he wants across. You know, we've heard from John Kuhn and James Jones in the last week, and Devontae's just kind of, I think, the latest guy who's going to trot forward. I mean, obviously, guys, I mean, with Devontae, it comes down to money, doesn't it? Devontae's in the last year of his contract, and, I mean, let's be honest, his numbers – with Rodgers are going to be probably 30% better, if not more, than if it is with, let's just say, a Jordan Love or a Carr, if Carr might come in a trade from the Raiders or whoever, guys. You know, I mean, when you're playing with one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the league versus a mid-level guy, your numbers are going to skyrocket, clearly. And it's about money right now for Devontae. I mean, Spark, the guy that, you know, people are obviously waiting to hear from just to understand this whole beef in its entirety is the quarterback himself, who kind of remains in hiding. And he puts people out there for him instead, and leaks come from his camp and things to that effect. So, you know, Spark, that's really the guy, obviously, everybody wants to hear from. I want to hear from. And I think maybe we get a little more clarity if that ever happens.
And maybe too, Robbie, that Devontae's contract may be tied to Rodgers in the fact if they just offered Rodgers all the money, which means that could be about $50 million per year.
Oh, my God.
That would also play in line with how much money you're going to be able to afford to give Devontae Adams.
Well, Gary, I mean, we certainly know the cap's going to jump, let's call it a minimum of 20, I think, next year. So there's going to be additional money. And guys like Russ Ball and Andrew Brandt before him are certainly clever, all these guys around the league, to structure money. I mean, they're going to find money, Gary, if they want to get Adams done, to get Jair Alexander done, who's going to be up this, you know, at the end of this next season to – you know, obviously to try to get Aaron done here if they're going in that direction. It doesn't seem, guys, to me at all, like it's about the money right now with Aaron Rodgers. It's about power and control, and it extends way beyond what that check is every week that he gets. And, you know, if that indeed, guys, is what it is, about power and control and say in personnel and things to that effect, I think you're opening a ridiculously dangerous can of worms that's never really been opened here for another player, and it really isn't open for almost anybody in the league. And guys, I don't think it should be.
Robbie, that goes into our question we're going to do today. Would you give Rodgers say in personnel if it meant keeping him?
Oh, God, never, Gary. No. Again, I just, you know, I think it's such a dangerous precedent to set. And, I mean, I get it. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's probably one of the, you know, 10 or 12 greatest quarterbacks to ever play. I mean, Brett Favre had none of that in his time in Green Bay, nor should he have. I mean, if there comes a day, Gary, and Aaron Rodgers wants to own a team and own a franchise and pick the players himself and not have a general manager do it, then, you know, then good for him. He can go invest his money that way. But I think there's a fine line, guys, or a clear line between employee and management. And, you know, you can argue, guys, did Brian Gutekunst make a mistake maybe in the communication side of this and not letting him know he was going to take a kid like Jordan Love in April of 2020 in that particular draft? But I don't think there's any way, you know, you can say Gutekunst has made any mistakes or the Packers have made any mistakes not going to Rodgers and listening to him when it comes to personnel. I mean, guys, Jordy Nelson was done. And I know that ticked Aaron Rodgers off that, you know, they released Jordy Nelson. But Jordy Nelson, guys, his final year in Green Bay, he averaged 1.5 yards after the catch. I mean, he was done. They threw him the ball and he went to the ground. Jake Kumerow had one catch, guys, in the league last year. It isn't like teams were lining up to sign him. And
why is he so upset? Why is he so upset about Jake Kumerow? Now, that one, I mean, I can get Jordy. I mean, I can get down with that. But yeah. Jake Kumerow, why does that just irk him so?
Guys, here's the thing, though. You know, you both play in the league, Gary and Leroy. you get it. Father Time catches you, right?
Right.
Leroy in 2001, God love you to death, but, you know, you were not the same guy, right, as you were in 92 or whatever. And,
of course not.
Shorty, Gary, and that, you know, and so to answer your question, why does this irritate the quarterback so much? We'd love to hear that from him, wouldn't we? Not sit here and guess on the radio, not have leaks come from his camp. It'd be great if he addressed some of this and cleaned some of that up. I mean, I laughed probably like a lot of people, Gary, when it, you know, the report came out, the final straw was Jake Kumerow. I mean, great kid, great story, love UW Whitewater, all that kind of stuff. But you're talking about a number four or five receiver on most teams in the NFL, guys. You're not talking about a guy who just caught 100 passes like it was back in your day, Leroy, when you guys lost Sterling Sharp.
Yeah, I think, in full disclosure, I did a book with Rob Reicher, Packers Pride. Green Bay Packers shared their favorite memories, and Rob just toned me down when he said I wasn't the same player in 1992.
And do you remember the book that you and Rob wrote? Because it sounds like you're a little sketchy on it.
Nah, I was just taken back by I wasn't the same player. Because I mean, when Aaron Rodgers told me he didn't like Rob Reicher, nah, I believe I made that up. That's not true. And also, now I had a lot of fun doing that book, Rob. We really had a lot of great fun. Actually, Willie Davis was the forward on it, too. So, Rob, you did a great job with that. I got a chance to talk about some of those memories in that book that people may not know about me. And you can always still pick that book up. But my question is this. Let's be petty and move it along a little bit, Rob. Say Rodgers does leave. And say you go to the AFC. Who's the next up-and-coming team for the next 2 years? I was advocating it may be for the Vikings because they got all these weapons and they have, I don't know if their defense can hold up, but you got to think that the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions, they're sitting back laughing, saying, I like all the turmoil up there at 12-65. Maybe we can sneak up. So who do you think the team in the North and the team in the NFC if the power structure changes?
I think the team in the North, Leroy, is still the Green Bay Packers. I mean, I really do. Because, number one, if they wholeheartedly believe that Jordan Love can play, they will not bring a quarterback back to Green Bay in this transaction. Let's just say it is with Denver. You know, they'll get a king's ransom, Leroy, from the Broncos. They'll get three ones and either a couple more picks or a couple of players. I mean, I still think the Patrick Sertan pick on draft night could have easily been for Green Bay, the ninth pick in the draft. We'll wait and see on that one. Leroy, the Packers are built to win and win today. If Aaron had come back, guys, the only starter they were losing, and you guys know this, is Kirksey, the linebacker, and I think they feel they have guys ready to step in and are just as good as him. And then Lindsley on the offensive side of things. So it's 20 out of 22 starters, you know, that they were going to bring back in the special teams guys. Mm-hmm. You're talking about, I think, one of the top three running back duos in football. You're still talking about a top five offensive line, a tight end who had 11 touchdowns last season, a wide receiver who just shattered, you know, a number of team records. And, guys, a defense that finally cracked the top 10, and now you just added to it with a first-round cornerback, you know, and as Gutekunst said after the draft, he thinks the defense is on the brink of being outstanding. That might be a little optimistic, but I still think, guys, it's a top 10 to 12 defense. You know, if Jordan Love is not quite ready, guys, and they get back, let's just say the trade is with the Raiders, hypothetically, and they get back Carr in the deal, I still think Green Bay wins the North, guys, by a couple of games, and they're probably the 3 or 4 seed. If they think Jordan Love is ready, guys, and now there's going to be some growing pains. Maybe Minnesota passes them for a year, but I think eventually Green Bay wins, you know, takes the division back. And again, this is obviously all contingent on if Love can play, because they're set up to win, guys, for the next couple of years, the way this roster is put together. Obviously, the entire key comes down to quarterback. And guys, if Love is even in the top half of football, I still think they're above 500 next year, and they're set up to win for the next decade. And that's what Brian Gutekunst is paid to do. He thought, you know, he thought he found his next quarterback in April of 2020, somebody who could keep this franchise viable for the next decade and winning at the level that this state has kind of become accustomed to and really spoiled by, guys. I mean, this run of success is remarkable.
And if he hit, and if he hit it again on Jordan Love, guys, they're going to win for the next decade. And
you're right about that.
He's probably going to be unemployed. So, you know, his butt is on the line. But to your question, Leroy, I mean, I think the Packers are set up as well as almost anybody if they've got the quarterback situation semi-figured out to keep rolling along there in the
All
north.
Right. Rob, we got to run here. Rob, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it. Rob Reichel. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Reichel, Forbes and Kindly Media. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. When the Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They definitely did not win last night in that game against San Antonio. Spurs just whooped them and absolutely owned them pretty much in that game, even though the Bucks' big three played well. I mean, they played up to what their numbers say they are, but their bench was awful last night. We'll see if things can change. We look ahead to Milwaukee and Orlando tonight, brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, the official grocer of the Milwaukee Bucks, and, of course, of our guy Leroy Butler sitting over here to my left. And we talk about the Orlando Magic tonight, this back-to-back scenario for the Milwaukee Bucks. You would assume they blow them out, but the question I have is whether or not they're going to start resting starters here as we get closer to the playoffs. Like, are you going to rest a Giannis in a game tonight against Orlando in a game that you should win with or without Giannis at this point? Or do you rest Drew Holiday coming up tonight against Orlando? See, earlier in the year when you're playing back-to-backs, suck it up and play, Buttercup. But now, when you're at the end of the regular season and you're getting ready for the postseason and you're a game behind Brooklyn for the two seed, I understand that. And then it's up to you as an organization to determine how big of a deal is it to have the final game at home or in Brooklyn as far as how much you want to play your starters here to finish it out. You're not getting the one that's over. So that's what they have to determine. And I'll be interested to see how many of these starters play tonight against the Orlando Magic. Up next, have you gained or lost respect for Aaron Rodgers?
Not for that.
That's next on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.